CBSi in the world. I'm John Batchelor with Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS News, visiting Professor Dickinson College CEO, Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. To the East Asia frontier for the People's Republic of China's threats against Taiwan. However, in these last days, beginning in the middle of the month, the U.S. is conducting joint exercises with the Philippines military, Air Force, Navy, Army, all of that directly opposite the South China Sea, militarized by fake islands, fortified islands, the Wall of Sand. Jeff, do you measure this as a genuine challenge to the presumption that China has won the South China Sea?
Without question, John. I think it's also useful to point out, back during the great balloon controversy a few weeks ago, people pointed out that, of course, Secretary of State Blinken abruptly canceled his visit to China, which was scheduled about the time we discovered the balloon over Montana. But what was more interesting to me was not where Blinken wasn't, it was where Secretary of Defense Austin was. And he was in the Philippines at that particular time in Manila, signing an agreement with the Philippine government, allowing the United States access to 9 bases back on the Philippine Islands, one of which on the very northern part of Mindanao is a few hundred miles or less from the southern tip of Taiwan, obviously offering the United States a significant enhancement in our operational capabilities. And over the last few months, there have been significant, I think, changes in the overall security architecture that I'm sure got notice in Beijing. For example, the Marines announced they were going to once again position forces and open their bases on Guam. They further announced they were going to reorganize and modernize their forces and bases on Okinawa. Earlier this year, the Prime Minister of Japan, Mr. Kishida, was in Washington, D.C., and announced a dramatic increase in defense spending, and that in future, Japan would spend 2% of its GDP on defense, which, if that actually does happen, would make the Japanese the third largest spender on defense on the planet, only exceeded by the United States and China. Shortly before that, the President of South Korea announced that if the United States did not reposition nuclear weapons back on the peninsula, that in fact, South Korea would consider creating its own nuclear weapons. It had a nuclear weapon program at one time back in the 1960s. And then finally, in the last few weeks, we had this very interesting announcement and ceremony out in San Diego where the Prime Minister of Australia, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, and President Biden met to sign off and authorize the so-called AUKUS agreement, whereby the UK and the United States will assist the Australians and the creation of nuclear-powered submarines, not for missile launching, but for patrolling in the Pacific. And this will also allow the United States and the British to use Australian bases to position our submarines, which will expand dramatically the dwell time that our submarines have in that particular region. So if I'm Xi Jinping, I'm seeing some dramatic improvements in the overall posture of U.S. forces in the Pacific that I would think for him would be worrisome.
We have about a minute, Jeff. A photograph from Pyongyang showing Kim Jong-un, the dictator, with an array of soldiers on both sides of him, and behind them, an enormous missile, said to be an ICBM, solid-fuel ICBM, that North Korea is claiming it could launch. No confirmation that it can carry a nuclear warhead. The question, does Beijing push a button and Pyongyang jump? Can you tell what the relationship is now, given the confrontation? We have about a minute, Jeff.
I think the North Koreans are largely independent and somewhat irritating to the Chinese at times, but the Chinese find them far preferable than a United Korea that might have significant alliance with the United States. And this recent test was a demonstration of new solid-fueled intercontinental ballistic missile systems, which will make a significant difference in their forces and would allow them to, the ability to launch missiles with little or no warning. Solid-fuel missiles are just that much easier to do. That being said, this is only the first test, and more tests may be required before they actually get an overall operational capability.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, he is traveling U.S. Army, artilleryman, retired, CBS News, visiting Professor Dickinson College, the Keystone State, Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy CEO. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.